Doug Kendall is a company insider related down here. Jason, you said some cute. Give me a report. Yes, yes, the report is already met. Okay, they had one that the crash went away first.
Change much.
fact that Rogers moved at this point, I think.
No,
devastating effect. Devastating effect.
I went over the whole setup with him.
Right. What else did he suggest?
Well, he agreed with Schlesinger. He thinks Schlesinger is an excellent man and
good
on the Hill, so we won't have any problems. He was not keen on Casey. He said Casey is a little over the hump and has been there, although he gets along with him. He's a little doddering. Why he said that. Now, I have a better solution for CIA in my view. And one of our problems is to encourage the professionals.
Good. If we had a professional.
We've got a superb one.
Good.
He, Bill Colby.
Huh?
Colby.
Excellent.
He handled a State Department defense job in Saigon for a crucial year.
Yeah.
Out of the department.
I know his son. Okay, Colby gets the job.
He's superb.
Good.
And it'll be a shot in the arm to every professional.
Good. Let's decide that right now. I know Colby. I know his son. He's a superb fellow, and we don't want him to be a professional appointment.
That's excellent. And I really, that package in itself
is
good enough to go this week.
That's right. Well, we have that much to go with. Now, did Bill have any thoughts about an outside man? Does he like the idea of an outside man?
Yeah. Now, on the council, he said you have to get somebody.
Right.
He doesn't think Armin is really up to it.
Yes. But for an outside counsel, he means for Watergate or an inside man or both?
No, he said he wouldn't make a big fuss over it. He'd just bring in a man, and he said if you can get Chappie Rose to come in to be the president's counsel and let him operate out of the EOB and work with the president on this thing. I don't know that there'll be that much work to do, but we just need a better legal head here and a fellow that doesn't stampede and start wringing his hands every time there's a bad news story. That's a possibility. The other possibility is Casey himself. I think he's a lawyer, isn't he?
Yeah.
But a head that is not going to have to confront.
Don't know whether Casey's
up to that. Rose is quite good, and he's got
much balance.
Yes,
he's
balanced, and he's unflappable, and he'd be off and running if we could get him to do it.
He gives these arguments about the fact that he's
interlocking
and so forth. But not a good special counsel to the House to raise any questions.
I don't think there are any questions.
You know, we don't have to raise them. Just ask to become a special counsel to the president.
Yes. That, I think, is our best bet.
And
it's really
the idea that you come down to the point that the separation is not possible. You know, your idea of having to set us off.
Yeah.
And then you set it back and away from us.
No, I
don't answer the questions here. We have Rose
answer. We've let Rose answer them or get him to. I have to think that when we went the other route that was high profile, that was designed to do something. Now I think we're sort of going more to a paced drive towards excellence than just steady issues.
Basically, you know, the more you think of it, Al, it's the right thing.
I think it is.
You can read all the stories this morning and so forth online and on and on, but God damn it, it's just more of the same.
More.
It's just crap, you know what I mean? Don't you agree?
I agree. I think it's just crap. And it's going to ultimately resolve itself to discrediting that son of a bitch. And I think the weight of the presidency and the...
Did you see the Harris poll interview?
No, I didn't see it.
Ron wrote it. It said that by a vote of 59-31, which is just about what the Harris previous comments, they felt the president should be given the benefit of the doubt on this matter and should be allowed to finish his term. You know, his next 3.5 years. But the other interesting thing is, by a vote of 77-13, they opposed suggestions the president resign.
Of course, my God. It's unthinkable.
Well, my point is that, you know, this sort of thing does give us the, you know, you talk, you'll have the people and teachers and the press and the rest, but the country doesn't want the president. this poll was just taken over the last week.
They'll never arrive at that position.
But you see, you only have one person there trying to do that. You realize that? That's Satan. And God damn him, just told him every day, I said, figure out the very worst he's going to say. And be prepared to hit it at a proper time, but no sooner. And let the son of a bitch go. They're not going to give him immunity. He's going to piss. Or he might not. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, if he doesn't get immunity, he's got to be worried about his own skin and what he wants to admit.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But you know, the other thing is, if one disloyal president's counselor, lawyer of all there, not just a Henry Kissinger walking up, you know, as a disgruntled person, people will understand him. But the president's lawyer, Jesus Christ, I mean, this is a,
well, it's a
something.
Sniff but you, Howard.
I think we can destroy him. I think we, but I don't mean to say, we can't, but I think we must destroy him.
We have to.
We must. We never can allow this to happen. Even if I were guilty as all hell, but I'm not guiltless, it happened to me. I mean, I don't need to protest it, but you know, I'm the son of a bitch because of stupid people.
No.
Well-intentioned stupid people.
That's something entirely different. Here we've got a vicious little coward who's trying to protect his ass at any cost.
And therefore, he's going to be destroyed.
That's right. And he's emerging as that type of character.
You really think so?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's come back now to what Bill, if you have a lower profile, then is there a way that, say, Ron doesn't have to answer all these questions?
That's what I'm trying to do. Is
these questions are coming up all the time on that stuff. And when they relate to others, Ron can say, look, I'm not going to comment on a pending case, which, for example, I told him to say with regard to this Justice Department's flat wing. The idea as to whether or not the Justice Department, the Department, or we held the President, because for security reasons, held that affidavit back from that goddamn Ellsberg trial. Of course it was held for a while. They were checking the son of a bitch to see whether the facts were there. You know? And they
had a very small period of time.
But the point, wouldn't you check them first?
You have to.
But the point is, we sent the stuff to them. They got it before the trial was over, even though there was no material.
Well, that's nitpicking, root nitpicking.
Right. What I'm getting at is this, though. How do we get questions like that answered away from the White House? I guess maybe we just have to survive that. Ziegler is better at this than anybody else.
That's the other part.
You get somebody else on. You get a Walsh or somebody on. Then you got it. Or suppose we put Garment out in front of the press. You know, the trouble is now, he's not as precise. Sure, he's not a lawyer. That sort of thing. But I'd rather have a lawyer advising me and advising Ziegler what to say. And let Ziegler handle it right here.
I think so. There's no way of breaking it out.
I'd like to break it out, but I've thought that over. Don't you agree? Let's just decide that we not try to do that. However, let us ask Chaffee Rhodes on a temporary basis just to come in as a special assistant to the president.
That I think is the
best. Would you call him and talk to him? We just need him here. Good. And he'll be the guy to just handle all these matters.
And Garman can work for him. And Garman gets along very well with him. In fact, Garman leans on him.
Yes.
So I think it's an excellent solution short term.
Right. Now, what about your? You had any further thoughts with regard to
yes. FBI? Yes, I thought about this very hard. I think it's a high risk.
Well, we won't do it.
People will say that you're frustrated.
Yeah, fine. On that, though, we just haven't got a candidate.
No. There's a fella.
Colby Young?
Yeah.
Or maybe the other
one. Colby could do that. Colby's a superb. He's smooth and capable.
Or putting the CIA and the FBI won't work.
No, I think that's bad, too.
We can't put a career FBI guy up over there.
Now, there's one that retired a couple of years ago. No, this is the young
Sullivan.
not Sullivan. He's a lawyer and a practicing lawyer now. I'm getting the credentials on him. He's very highly thought of in the Bureau.
He is, sir. That's the kind of a guy I would like.
I think so.
Somebody that has been in the Bureau that is highly regarded.
He had 31 years service and retired at, I think, age 52 or 3. So he's about the right age. He's mature and yet not.
Where does he practice, sir?
I think here in the district. I'll get a check on him today.
That's what I would like. I'd like to get a career man over there.
See, then you're going to get filled with this bureaucracy.
And then that would solve our situation with regard to the domestic council. Because I'd bring Rucker right over here. Rucker sounds like a long escape. Rather than have him tear land the hell out of his department. You see, it's a different system. I don't believe. I mean, the big play thing means shift everybody and fire this one and hire that one and the rest. But then there's another way. Another way is to not just disrupt the whole thing. Everybody is going forward. Yes, we have to shift some. But the shift certainly of from the CIA shift will be very, very easy.
It will. And you've just got two superb people and two key.
Could we start moving on that one even as of today, you think? Or what would be your view? Do you still think we want to have a cabinet meeting Thursday? Are we ready?
If it's just that.
Or just announce those two meetings.
I think no cabinet meeting. I think just go along now.
Well, the only thing about the cabinet meeting, if we had a cabinet meeting, we could announce you, and we could announce those two.
Right.
And we could say at the present time that Cole and some of his other major responsibilities.
I think we could clean up the lines within the cabinet. The Indians are, the cabinet members are very unsettled now.
Yeah.
They all want to come and cry.
Yeah.
They need steady.
Right.
This new guy in transportation is a goddamn disaster.
Well, you haven't been able to get Rudd to resign.
I talked about it.
What are you going to do?
He's going to resign.
Good.
He knows he has to, but I didn't want to do it in a brutal way.
Sorry. Did you tell him on the new guy that opens? He got his way, but as I said, it won't show anything. But he'll settle down. He'll settle down now. Anybody else in the cabinet that wants to see me today?
No. George is a little nervous, but he's all right.
Chief nervous about the economy or Roderick?
Well, I think. I just think he's a little overextended. He's worried about Watergate and opening up the administration, working with them more.
Why don't you say, with the head, where did the head come from? Why don't you tell him, and if you could tell George, say that the president has thought a great deal about that. He thinks the idea is excellent, and that's.
I talked to him last night. He's in Jamaica.
Oh, yes.
He called me, and I said everything's going exactly.
Now on our tunnel, have you had a chance to talk to Connelly?
Talked to John this morning and told him that he had read the press thing.
Yeah.
And he was happy with that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Fine. That was the most important.
Yeah.
And I said that you were concerned that he not disrupt too much because his traveling abroad is very helpful to us. And he said, well, he said, fine. He said, that's good. It'll make it a little difficult in the short term for me to be available because I'll leave tomorrow night for Nigeria and some of the
Indians. I don't want to do that.
And I said, I don't think he wants that. I said, I'll be back to you on that. And he said, fine.
I meant the Russian trip, for sure.
Well, it's tied in. So he goes to Nigeria and then the Soviet Union. It's the same trip.
Well, I don't think he should make that up to you or.
No, I don't think so either.
What do we want? In other words, what basically is you know the Connelly thing versus advice will be good up to a point. Second, his image is very important.
Very important.
At this time.
That's right.
Therefore, he should let the Nigeria difficult, but just postpone the Russian trip. That's what I
mean. Right. And he's ready to do that.
Yeah. Could he just put off the trip for a week? Maybe just put it that way.
Then we ought to go ahead, I think, now, with this way, have a cabinet meeting on Friday as originally scheduled.
Right.
Have a press release for the Schlesinger, Colby. You could tell them if Rose has agreed, you could tell the cabinet he's going to come in.
I like it. And
the Connolly announcement, and I think a very good package. It's
not spectacular,
but it's good and it's solid.
That's right.
That's what we want.
The main thing is, look, we have always gone. They say that you can criticize for being except for Henry, perhaps an unspectacular administration. My God, and Connolly was, of course, spectacular. But basically, we have done a good job. I don't think we run the country well. We are good managers, but we can't be anything that we aren't. That's the
thing. And we're not going out with a phony PR type. Move here.
Talk about this ass and doing something spectacular, it'll change it. It'll change it for one day. Like, you know, let them haul early, but they'll let change it for one day. And they start yakking about something else.
That's exactly. Now, we may be able to, maybe this FBI guy, this professional, is really good.
Oh, boy, if you could get that.
Then we'd have them all, and that would be quite effective.
If we could get that, but you don't think we could be ready to.
Well, it depends on this man. I've got to check him in. I've had it from two good, solid FBI types. So I have confidence that he is a good man. But there may be some hookers in here that we're not aware of. We've just got to check it out carefully.
Yes.
If we had to wait till next week to do that, that would be all right.
Well, the FBI thinks it's in no hurry.
No, because Rockerhouse is... He's,
well... The only reason the FBI is of interest to us is if it gets us somebody in the domestic case.
In here now, yeah.
I wonder if that's all that important right now.
I don't think it's that crucial in the short term. We don't have to be penned. No, we don't have to be penned.
Cole and all the rest of us can handle
their
domestic problems.
Movement is
underway. The main thing here, let's just figure this. That's why I think Thursday you could still go for if you want. For this reason. Look, John, now let's think in terms, if we might, of Thursday, of trying to get defense and CIA.
Right.
Connolly.
Connolly
could be there. Hey, could announce you on a permanent basis.
That's the end of the package.
And also,
that I think is very good.
And that, I think, coming Thursday is rather than waiting till Friday, you're better.
Good. That we can do.
Yeah. And then we'll hold the FBI thing, start the things in motion.
Scrub this guy down.
Run him down. And if a good, solid, the best possible professional FBI guy would be the best guy.
That's the best. Perhaps a dean of a law school would be second. I don't know whether you would want somebody of that caliber. We've got good, solid background.
We've got a guy, but the trouble with him, he's got very bad stuff. And a lot of problems with women of Minnesota, the dean of the Texas Law School. It's hard to find a dean of a law school that's conservative. And the FBI director has got to be conservative.
Got to be.
And cannot put in there.
That's what I mean on a professional proven, because you know he's been raised in the Hoover tradition and he's going to be tough.
Do you think the loach is in the woods?
I think the loach is a snake.
Okay.
He's played the Democrats.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
A lot of them.
For sure.
Some of them tried to play us, Hoover.
Sure.
Oh, you just spoiled.
Sullivan's not a good front man either. Well, we ought to get the best man. This is such a
rule. We've been thinking of Bird, the lawyer, the judge out there, but I didn't come along the Ellsberg case. He's not a guy to put in the NBA. I mean, it'll be too damn controversial.
I'm not sure he'd be the guy you'd want anyhow, as I see some of the rulings he's made.
Yeah, he's bending over too far back.
That's a good package. It's
and then we just go forward with the business of this government and announce the Soviet summit on Saturday. You understand?
Right. Now, I talked to Bill Rogers about the Henry problem.
Is it good for you? What did he say?
I said, look, I said, nobody knows Henry's foibles better than I do, but we cannot have these kinds of friction at this crucial time. He said, I agree. He said, we're at a time now where everybody's got to pull together. He said, I'm going to do it. But then he used that. He said, but you know, he said, now Henry's been fooling around with Ismail, and I didn't know it. And he's going to schedule another meeting with him. He said, it all comes back to me through the Soviet insurance. He said, I don't care if he doesn't. He said, I don't care what the president wants Henry to do, but for God's sake, cut me in on it, and don't let me get caught with egg on my face.
Well, he's got to be told.
I said, I'll set upon that task, and when it has to be done quietly, for God's sake, let's do it quietly. But I said, what you can't do is confront Henry with a massive challenge in which he gets all disconglomerated and has to go to the president. It's a diversion of his time and energy at a crucial moment. I said, we just have to work together.
Good.
And he agreed. He said, but he's always been very reasonable. I know
you've had it before. Has Richardson got any word as special counsel yet? Does he know?
No, he does not, but that was well done yesterday. Handle that well. I could check them this morning and see.
The thing is, you should go with him, so I don't want him to be out of touch with me.
No, I call him.
And I don't want him to feel that just say the president was thought he would handle the announcement just right, that he deliberately wants to keep this at arm's length at this point.
Well, he knows quietly that he's to appoint no one without checking with him.
Yeah, I just like to know because I may know something about calling for that. The other thing is, until I noted that the question of the immunity for Dean is arising, he's to know that the prosecutors that I have told Peterson after I made my statement on October 16th, that that's a decision they must make.
The worst thing we could do, and I hope they don't do it.
I just want the record to be clear, though, so that Richardson knows that the president is not trying to protect Alderman Irwin or himself. I mean, I'm not trying to protect anybody here. You can also find, if you see, that's the whole problem. The decision is that I don't.
This is another thing, sir, that I would hope that the justice would start
answering
some of this stuff.
Well, according to Ron, they did in the New York Daily News.
See, we can start, and that's how we peel Ron off a little bit as we get down
right
here.
Well, and as a matter of fact, I would like to put the questions on this case over to justice.
That's
now,
the answer.
Huh?
That's the answer.
That's the answer, but can we do it now? We can't now, can we? Can't put it to Richardson. He is
not. No, I think that would hurt him. He's not there yet, and he ought to get his prosecutor in.
When will he get his confirmation come up? You know,
I think Thursday.
He was up for hearing.
Yeah. I think he'll go through very quickly.
I would think so. Now that he's offered for a special prosecutor.
I'll check that out with him.
No, if he feels that he wants to talk to you today, I mean, that would be anytime. I don't want to encourage him. I'd prefer not to talk to him because, you know, I just prefer not to get dragged into it. I
think so. This man's selected.
Yeah. I feel that their best position is one of total independence. That's the case. I'm not trying to influence him in any way.
But I generally.
But I want him to have total confidence in the president, though, throughout this. You don't sense him getting jittery.
No. And I call him every day, just to be sure he feels aligned. And he's got a lot of defense business. We discussed that. The transfer of funds issue yesterday we discussed. He handled that well on the Hill. It's a tough issue. No, I think he's just fine. He's fine.
Well, that little word will help a great deal if he just hears. See, I will want you to do things like this quite often for me. It will help your position. It would be just like hearing from me. Now and then I will call him if I want to get a conversation with him, but you can call and say, that was just a hell of a good job.
You appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, looking at the cabinet meeting thing, I think the very fact that the cabinet knew they were having a meeting on Thursday, the earlier they know it, the better, you know what I mean?
Right.
That answers a lot of questions. Now, can't we assume now that we can go ahead with the others?
Yes.
And you? And the only thing that we have that much of the package to announce.
Right. And that's good. And then I think we ought to talk a little bit about the conceptual. We want to open a bit. We want to strengthen our legislative. We want to strengthen the cabinet.
We want what?
Strengthen the cabinet.
That's right. Cabinet's a civilian job. We're not going to set up a staff system that is,
That's right. Personnel appointments, what we've done. That's a great thing for them.
What, personnel?
Yes, that we're giving them greater.
Have we told them that yet?
No, we have not. No, they're sensing it because they're going to see the results.
So you told the councilmen to just start clearing.
And Ash, yes. I've talked to Jones and Ash and Scowcroft for the ambassador. Scowcroft's already talked to Bill Rogers. Bill is very relieved. He said, God, we had a major scandal in the breaking on that one.
How are we going to handle it? Not just putting just career people, are we?
No, indeed. We're going to take care of those that we can justify completely without controversy.
That's right.
But not to go in with a who's who of the contribution list.
Oh, Okay.
Just be dynamite, really.
Absolutely. Can't do it.
And we've got some good people in that 16, but we've got some that are just plain controversial.
But then we can't put them in. Well, you can't take Glenn's show, for example. I know that.
It just would be good. So they're working on that.
Why can't take it?
Right. I think I just do it. We don't have to have any specifics for them, but we just say that we're going to loosen this up. Actually, we got the majority of what we tried to get of 2,000 appointments. Almost all of them were damn well.
We've already got that.
That's right.
I wonder if the word could get around on this appointment thing for which some can do it. Well, can we first, loosening up, well, maybe you don't have to do this. Let's don't make a big thing about it. But as of today, could we then say that
I think it'd be preferable for you on Thursday to be able to say, I'm strengthening Timmons' shop because I want to get greater opening, greater access, and more bipartisanship there. I'm strengthening your hands. I expect to work with you more closely now and to keep the White House staff profile down and
right.
Make them transmission belts to help you, not to direct you. Third, I am improving your leverage in the personnel appointment. Where quality is the first criteria, and where you will have a very strong voice because you know best how you want to man your departments and the final stages here. Then you get everything. This is.
Yeah. They go out feeling.
They go out feeling we're going to have a new start.
New focus. Start this new team, and I want you to be more open to the press and the talk.
That's true.
All that sort of thing. I want you to spend more time with the Congress.
Right. And I'll have a whole set of talking points. For
you could give that. You don't think we could be ready by Wednesday on that, even tomorrow, to do something?
We could, except I'm awfully worried about any possible hookers on.
Schlesinger.
Well, won't be any with Schlesinger. There won't be any with Colby. John Conley is a simple matter. I'm going to check Conley out to be sure that we haven't got a problem. It's inconceivable that we would in a conflict of interest.
He's a volunteer.
Volunteer.
You know, that's fine. Yeah, I can call in the head of USC was a volunteer. We have them all over the place.
Well, we could do it tomorrow.
Thursday gives us a little more time.
I prefer Thursday. We pace it better. We get a better public statement.
Yeah.
And
well, if you would announce a cabinet meeting, let's have a cabinet meeting. Thursday. I don't think the leaders need help. I'm not ready to do that.
No,
fair enough.
Yes, sir.
A good cabinet meeting, and let's have it at 8:30 in the morning.
Good. I think this will be just.
Make it 9 in the morning. That gives them a little more time to go there. Breakfast and everything. And we'll sort of make it a hallelujah meeting.
Right.
They'll have a lot of crap to hit the fan. They've been listening to all this. But Al, there's something to be said. I didn't have to see a Harris poll to realize it. I mean, apart from anything else, but the country doesn't want the presidency to be destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, the country rallies around the president. They rallied around Kennedy in the time of the Bay of Pigs. A horrible disaster. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Now, it doesn't mean that they like presidents when they have terrible problems. On the other hand, they realize we've done some quite considerable things for this country to see.
We can.
And they know we've got some other great things to do, too.
It hasn't been very long since November, and where they registered, how they felt.
Well, it also hasn't been very long since, let's face it, since the end of January when we had the peace announcement. It hasn't been very long since the 28th of March when all the prisoners came home.
That's right. There's nobody that.
A lot of people are still thinking of that, rather than.
I can't even mention the goddamn Watergate on Thursday. I'd say, my God. Yeah. Conference, we're going ahead.
Yeah.
These are the changes.
No, we made some changes. This and that and the other thing. I'm not here to talk about it. This is that.
That's right. Get them into their business. Get them with their hammers and saws out and toil. That's what they need instead of sitting around worrying about their goddamn problems. And that's what we've got to do.
That's right. So we have a little hell of a meeting, basically.
That's right. And as long as they feel that we understand what have been their difficulties in this transition, and they have been tough, we can't kid ourselves about that.
Yeah. You mean transition this November?
Yes. That's where the problem started, really.
Basically, what happened is, and I must take some of the blame there. All of the girls were a little too rough.
They were rough. Very rough.
They were a little too rough the way they did it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's done now. This is.
We thought that was the right thing to do that night. Was part of the decision. You know,
it would have been had we hadn't had this other problem on top of it.
That was it.
Two together was too much.
That's right. If we hadn't had this other problem, it would have been like Clinton. Girl, you won the election. Everybody should have shaped up.
We'd have had great discipline. We'd have had a tightly knit team. But
right.
This other thing was too much for the traffic to bear.
Well, this other thing sort of came on top of it. And everybody thought, oh, well, now's a chance to get these sons of bitches.
That's right.
And everybody hates the White House staff now.
Oh.
When I say he's the cabinet, usually the Congress is always saying they don't like to blame the president, but they like to blame his staff for every damn silly thing that happens. All right, shall we make that plan then?
Yes, sir.
Cabinet and I, and
Ron can make the announcements at the regular 11 o'clock meeting.
Yeah. And Ron makes the announcement. But you're going to have to start the clearances coldly, quietly, right away.
Right away.
You know how to do that. I just do it by phone and tell them it has to be super secret.
Right.
The president wants a professional. The president wants a professional. And start somebody working on this FBI guy if he can right away.
Right.
I prefer to get a good, solid professional in there. I don't care, even though he's a great man, Jerry Y.
Right.
I want a professional. If I had to do it, I might know a bit. I said, they are also corrupt now.
That's the trouble. Everyone's a hooker.
They're corrupt. Christ, there's something wrong. Virtually everyone.
That's the trouble, and you never know what will creep out of the woodpile after the fact. Yeah, I gave him that thing.
I just wonder about a fellow like that, you know, from the Bureau. The trouble is, if we see names, we don't know, do we?
I have a feeling this guy's is a bit of a
publicity seeker.
Yeah.
That's right.
I
don't want a publicity seeker in that job. No, get me a professional.
I think you're safer there. And if one thing about a professional, you can always move them out.
That's right.
After a period of time.
That's right. That's right. Well, we don't want to move them. I want him in there. Getting confirmed the country will want him. In the meantime, you know, no hurry at FBI. The Ruckus House is a.
That's right. We have
a perfectly honest, totally good man.
Well, right now, he's ideal. He couldn't do any better than him right now. He's got. Except that we would like shortly to get him over here, because that'll be a good strengthening move. And really, it's the best one.
Yeah, if we can get the FBI guy, let's bring Ruck in here and not change the kid.
Not change.
I really think that's what we should do.
That's right.
Because you could work with Ruck's house, I could. And I mean, he'd just be a superb man. His philosophy is good.
That's the other problem, you know. Ron's pushing for a position. was asked, but the next thing you know, you bring Moynihan in here. God,
oh,
mighty.
Oh.
Everything we've been trying to build is torn apart.
I believe in certain things, haven't I? Also in certain ways of running things, and I'm going to have to be here for 3.5 years, and I have somebody with desires in the burrow and the saddle of Kirk Kilty. Now, that's part of the kind of the problem. I'm aware of that. And you're aware of it, too. I mean, I can take Conley and depart.
That's right.
I could. It'd be hard, but even there, he was complaining, my God. But we treated him with tender loving care. He was a traitor. We spent more time with him all the time, but he's very sensitive about just keep wanting to run every damn thing his hand touches. But the other hand, Conley coming here at this point is very good.
Only
if he has
associated.
A great deal come Thursday.
Yes. And he's happy.
He was happy about the trip deal, by the way. I think the trip is a good idea. Frank, I'll tell you why, too. We don't want him here all the time.
Exactly. And you don't want to start the pattern of this.
I want to go on the pattern. Every time we turn around, we're going to come here. I want to get him on for a little while. And then as time goes on, we get him on for a little more while. You see what I mean?
Okay.
And he's just a special counsel, special consultant to the president.
That's the way to do that.
People will think it's a lot more than it is. You'll have some possess.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're getting the best of both worlds that way.
Not the best in terms of what went wrong on some possess and the big moves and so forth. But I'll tell you what, Watergate and so forth, no big move is going to do it. I mean, what the hell a bigger move could I have had than to have a attorney general resign and hold him another early resign?
Couldn't have had it.
And I did it right.
You did it right.
What did I do? You still think it was the right thing to do?
Yes. You had to be. You couldn't have operated, I don't think, with both of those men being named.
They have a name.
Yeah, just couldn't.
No, the place has got to have the appearance of being clean. People have got to be gone. That's right.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that every time anybody comes under attack, he goes. In other words, we've got to defend our people when they come under attack, as we have. But on the other hand, the White House staff has got to be like Caesar's wife.
Exactly. Yes.
That was the sad thing about Bob and John, because they're both wonderful men. And they are guiltless. You know what I mean? Certainly of any intent. And I think of any legal. But they had just built up too much. They had no friends, let's face it.
Had no friends. They were waiting. They were waiting to pounce. You had no way of holding those men. And you can see it in the editorials and everything else. This animosity was building against both of them. It was building even without this.
I know.
I don't mean that by way of criticism.
Yeah, I think, despite when I raised the question rhetorically, was the right thing to do. I think we gained quite a bit out of one of the action where I finally did have to lower the boom on two of my most trusted associates. When I took the resignation of the Attorney General and appointed Elliot Richardson. And when I made that speech to the country and said I take the responsibility, I think that had to help us out.
It did help us. It turned off what would have been a very bad stampede. That stopped. The stampede has stopped. These men.
You think the stampede has stopped?
Yes, I do.
Well, they're still whacking away, but
they will whack away, and they'll continue, but it's not the same kind of thing. Your responsible people want this thing stopped.
Well, like your talks with the Congressman, Senator.
That's right. See, that's what you got. You got a bipartisan consensus that enough's enough.
Well, you take care of that.
Right.
I wondered this, when you talk to Conley again, you could say, playing the good for him, no, forget this, this isn't political field, I'll let Steve handle it.